This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. We're so happy that you're with us today, and we've got a really good topic. You know, I'm looking forward to getting into it.
You know, when we talk about this a lot, we think, how many more times can we offer people hope? How many more podcasts can we write? How many more Monday blasts can we write? How much more can we put out on Facebook? Well, you know what? We're just like y'all. There's never enough information, but what we want to put out is revelation.
That's right.
On hope, things that you haven't heard before
that
the Lord gives us. So our topic on it is today goes like this. If you're feeling hopeless, we want you to know that's different from being hopeless. Huh. Hope for you is always at hand because you have God right there with you. And after your season of suffering is over, you can look forward to having a newfound faith because of your suffering that is as fine as pure gold.
That's right.
That's what happened
that's
to me.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, Genesis, Genesis
15:6. It's one of the greatest verses in the Old Testament.
And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith.
Because of his faith. Not because of anything he was doing.
That's right.
Because of his faith. And he had a lot of suffering, right?
He did.
And when he got on the other side of that suffering, he had proven he had so much faith, God counted him as righteous.
That's right.
I mean, if you just absorb that and think about it, you don't have to do anything but have faith. And, you know, we do have faith in God, and new believers can have such a difficult time with that, the same as people have believed their whole life. But I can't see him. I need somebody with some skin.
Yeah.
I can't see God. Really? You really can't? Well, maybe not in flesh. You know, I need a burning bush like they did in the Old Testament. No, you don't, because once the burning bush stopped burning, that was it, because they didn't have the Holy Spirit back there like we have all the time. You know, if we're following him, if we're followers of Christ, that's just a gift that we have.
Yeah.
To have him with us all the time, and that his Holy Spirit gives us that hope. He pulls us through. He keeps us going.
That's right. You know, in Romans 15:6, we're speaking of hope, says that I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Just like, you know, Abram, you know, had faith in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
He just encourages me so much when I think I am like we wrote about feeling hopeless. All right, and that's the F word that we always talk about.
Yeah.
Feeling it is one thing. Actually being that is different. You may feel it, and our feelings are fickle.
Yeah.
At one point you feel it. Yeah, we all do. But once you can get stable again and get your faith back up and spend some time with God and talk it out to some other people that are, you know, following Christ, then your hope will start building up again. So don't go by your feelings. They're going to lie to you. No, go by what you know. And if you know Christ, if you're following Christ, you have the Holy Spirit to comfort you, to encourage you, to remind you of scriptures to build you up, to remind you of the things that God has done for you in the past. That's what Holy Spirit does.
That's right.
He is our hope.
You know, I mean, hope is, that's who Jesus is. I mean, Jesus came into this world, man. I mean, gave us hope, you know. Gave the people of that time hope, you know, that this is the Messiah. Now, it was their choice whether they followed him or not, or had the faith to say, yes, we do believe that Jesus is the Messiah. But that hope stretches to right now. I mean, it stretches every day, you know, for everyone here in this world today. We have a hope of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, but that's through Jesus.
Yep, that's it.
You know? And so that's why they say, you know, another name for Jesus
is hope. Hope.
You know?
And the way.
Yeah.
And the he way is to, the way. Yeah,
the way, it's the truth, and the life. For him.
Mm-hmm. No, that's one, all in Acts. Yeah, he was referred to as the way.
That's right. You know, in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. No one comes to the Father except through me.
And it's such a blast to live with the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you. You never know what he's going to do.
That's right.
And again, we want to stay on topic, but in this case, it's to, he comforts, he encourages. And you think, you know, I've been in church my whole life, and I don't understand what they're talking about.
Yeah.
We know. We understand. You and God need to do some business.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Tell him.
That's right. I mean, every, there's times where...
Email.
You know, you may go to a church, and you may leave worse than you feel worse than when you walked in. You know, I mean, every service should be filled with hope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's sometimes, you know, I mean, there's things, you know, that, man, you got to talk about. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, this is going on or some things that maybe not real popular, you know, it's not all feel good type deal. You know what I mean? But the thing with that is hope should be always what you leave with when you go to church. Hope. If you're not filled with hope that, man, I've got a Savior that can take me through this hell that I've been in and may go through. I've got a Savior that is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, that I know with Him I can do all things. If that's not what you're knowing when you leave, I'm not going to say much more about this, but I would say get another church.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? This time, pray about where the Lord wants you to attend church, and let the Holy Spirit lead you.
Absolutely. I mean, we see things on this podcast sometimes that, you know, aren't touchy-feely. You mm-hmm. know, they get to the bone, you know, the black and white of the situations. But we always want to fill you with hope, though. You know that, you know what, man? Yeah, what they're talking about? Yeah, I do have an addiction. Well, I do have this going on in my life, and I don't know how I'm going to get through it. Mm-hmm. If you're not left with hope in the answer, which is Jesus, then really, what's the purpose?
You know, and honey, there's a saying in recovery circles, and that is, don't ever forget where you came from.
Well, that's for sure.
And I can remember back when my life fell apart, and boy, I had never felt such despair in my life. I didn't really know what that even was like, and it was horrible. And I remember just being in the bottom of it was like being in the bottom of that tunnel, of that pit, where I couldn't see the top. I didn't think I had any hope.
Yeah.
But there was a little bit of light there, and that light was the Holy Spirit reminding me of all the things God had put into my heart. They had for me to do, that he wanted to do for me in the future. And he brought those back to my mind, to my heart. And that's what kept me going.
Yeah.
Because those promises came back to me.
That's
and
right.
So, but I was so oppressed with depression. I was so, it was like pushed down so much by the enemy with such despair.
Yeah.
And so, thankfully, in my situation, God really surrounded me with a lot of people who were a lot further along in their walk than me. And I learned some. That was the tremendous growth in my life. But the true meaning, what I'm really trying to say, that what really happened to me was I got to the end of myself.
Yeah.
I finally hit rock bottom and got... to the place where I would finally listen to people that knew more than me. Hey, could you believe they were out there? People really knew more than me. And begin to have a teachable spirit.
Yeah.
And begin to listen, because what I was doing wasn't working.
Right.
And the more I continued to do what I was doing, the crazier I felt. And that's, you know, right, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over, thinking it's going to change.
That's right.
Well, it wasn't. And so, thankfully, I had a new faith, what we're talking about. I found a new faith, because I'd been in church my whole life, but I really realized at that point that I didn't have to rely on him the way I did now, when all my props and people were out from underneath me. So I began to hope again, and the scriptures that I had in my heart began to come to life for me, and they were real, and he was real.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit, you know, was just overwhelming me inside, and I began to hope again. And so just that experience for me, when I was at the bottom and God knew it and I knew it in my heart, that's when things began to change.
Yeah.
Until I was broken open, I couldn't change. Nothing was going to get better for me.
That's right.
And that's an individual experience. It could be an illness. It could be a divorce. It could be a job loss. It could be a death of someone you love. I don't know, but that's what it was for me. And that's when I can now be on the other side of all that suffering and be grateful and thankful because of the faith that I have now. And I'm still not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I was, but I'll never, ever want to forget, because those times caused me to have compassion for other people that I didn't have before.
That's right. The hope of the world, the hope of salvation, the hope for you and me was nailed to a cross. And just for a minute, when he died, Satan probably thought, whew, glad he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
But 3 days later, hope rose from the grave. Hope is Jesus. And that's what we want you to understand today. That you can't have hope, but you got to have Jesus. Do you? Do you have Jesus in your heart? I can't answer that for you. I really can't. You know, neither can Teresa. But you can. If you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you thought you did and you're realizing you didn't give it, your heart to him sincerely, here's a chance. So if you would please pray this prayer with us. Please know that you're saved. And he loves you. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven. If I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, thank you for the hope that you give me. Thank you for loving me. Today, I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Hmm. Well, thank you all so much. This has been a really great podcast. You know, who doesn't need hope?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yep.
I mean, and who doesn't need Jesus?
That's right.
We all do.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you all so much. Please email us at livingitup.org, at info@livingitup.org, or go to our Facebook page, Living It Up Beginning Again. Mm-hmm. Share us, like us, comment. Please comment.
Yeah.
And we appreciate the comments we have been getting. So thank you all so much.
Mm-hmm. We love you. Keep living it up.
While beginning you.